We continue in Kitzur Shulchanar Hilchos Shabbos, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Siman Pei Beis Sif Tes. Mutar Litum Lifnei Avkachovim Mezonos B'Chatzar B'Bayis. One may give to a Nachri in the yard or in the house food, even though you know that what he's receiving he's going to carry outside. Rak Shlayitin L'Tach Yodai. Not that you should put it into his hand, because then if you're doing so, imkein hu oisus akira, and as we've discussed in our shurim, that would be considered half doing the akira, even if you're not doing the anoches, osur midir rabbonin. And if he asks you to put it into his bag or his box, don't put it into his bag or his box while he's holding the bag or the box, and then he's going to walk out with it and then put it down. And again, that will be considered as if you did the akira. Put it into the bag with the backs where they are on the floor. And then if the Nachri picks it up, he will have done the Akira and whatever else. But this is only permissible if the Nachri may eat that food in the house. If he may not eat that food in the home, or it's so much food that it's just impossible that he should finish eating in the home, or anything else that is obviously is taking out, osur. Because by doing so, even though you didn't do any of the akira, the anocha, still, b'mnei shenira, the person seeing this seems to see that you're giving something to him to carry. The definition of merubim is food more than one meal amount. If, however, it's a makom mitzvah, for example, it's Erev Pesach Shabbos, and you need to get the chametz out of the home, and that's why you're giving it to the Nachri, even though that he's taking it out immediately, then it's considered a shvus, the shvus, the makom mitzvah, and it's osur. It's particularly osur, particularly not allowed to give him anything that looks like it's something you could rent to him. But then it looks like you're doing business on Shabbos. Sif Yud, Hishmadadis Bina, a woman could schlep her son, Avad Bifilishus Rabbim, help her son walk, Avad Shitloita Grareyu. She shouldn't schlep him. Aliyah Mikbiya Ragla Achas Vinir Hashneel Arts. This child that you're trying to help walk has to actually be doing some walk. Vishonala, he could support himself on the person who's walking with them. Until he puts up and down the foot that he's raising. But he's always standing on one of his own 2 feet. If the mother is schlepping both feet, so it's considered like she's carrying him, and therefore that may not be done even in a karmelis. To actually carry him, even if he's already that old, that he could technically walk by himself, still also a karmelis, one may not do so in the karmelis. And therefore one has to be careful. Sometimes you have 2 people walking with a child and they both are holding him, each from one side, and they lift him and they swing him. That should not be done on Shabbos. Even though there is a concept in halacha of chai nosus atzmai, that anybody who can carry, when you're carrying him, it's really he's carrying himself. That's only lift them. That exemption from a kiyum chatas. Schlepping a child that way is isad rabbanon. The karmelis have a shvus to shvus. If this happens in a karmelis, it's a double drabbanon. And therefore, tzrichen lahazil rabim shetoybaza. A lot of people make mistake. But if you have a child who is able to walk, but he's walking in the middle of the street on Shabbos, and then he decided to get stubborn and not want to walk, says Rav Kivager that b'diavad, given the situation that we just identified, we could rely on the concept of chai noisis atzmai. Sifir aleph amas havaya hamayim. A water, hayveres b'toch hachatzor, that passes through the yard, One may not take water from it. But that's only if it passes through, that it's from one side to the other side, a different rishus. But if you have a pool of water which is completely in your yard, then that is a place from which water may be drawn. Sif Yud Beis, lo yamid adam rishus yachid. A person may not stand in rishus yachid, v'yashtin a yirik rishus rabim, urinate or spit into rishus rabim or lekamlis, and vice versa as well. V'kem rishus rabim lekamlis rishus yachid. V'kem rishus rabim lekamlis or lekamlis rishus rabim. V'kem lo yelich arba amz rishus rabim. One should not walk 4 amz rishus rabim or lekamlis, or in a kamlis oim rishus from one rishus to another rishus, v'roike b'fiv, if he has the stat, he should have, if with saliva in his mouth, im kva tosha b'fiv b'mokal m'mokam, if it already is not where it was originally. And since it's not where it was originally, it's considered like you're carrying it. Included in this is that one may not walk out into the rishus rabim, have with food in his mouth, whether it's food that he hasn't yet chewed or swallowed, whether it's a candy, whether it's chewing gum, all of that is considered like you're carrying, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, into the carrying from Shus Yochid to Shus Rabim, or carrying with the Shus Rabim. If, however, somebody has leftover food between his teeth after his meal, that is not considered as if he's carrying. And therefore, unless it's something that's really bothering you and you have very intention to remove it, that is not considered as if you're carrying in the Rishus Rabban. Sif Yud Gimel Mutal Lishbech Shaifchem Bishchatzah Sheyesh by Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. One could throw out wastewater in a place that's Dalad Al Dalad, because if it's not Dalad Al Dalad, it's obvious that water is meant to spill over. Even though that water will go out to Rishus Rabim. And this is the heter that the Paiskim say, why you may, for example, flush a toilet or have water go down the drain. The water that you're flushing or the water that's going down the drain in our home doesn't go immediately to the karmelis. It just sits in wherever it sits until it ultimately drains out. And that's why it's not considered as if you carried or you made water go directly from Shus Yochid to the Karmelis. Simen Pei Gimel Hekav Mechitzis Le'mahani El Kishukal Fadira U'boi Vav Sifim. Sif Alef Hekav Mechitzis, the place that's encircled by Mechitzis L'tatlam M'toicham, to be able to carry within them Le'mahani El Kishukal Fadira, if the point of those partitions are to make a place of dwelling. Ma'an Nikr Mekul Fadira, what does that mean? Zeh Shabana Le'beis Dira. Somebody built a home, or she pesach pesach in beisoy, or he opened the opening in his home. V'aka chekiv sham mechitzes, and then you have a yard which you put mechitzes around. Kederach she'osim chatzeres labatim, like people put up partitions around their homes. Or filu gadol habim ma'od, even if it's a very large area, have a rishus hayachid gomer, that's considered a full fledged rishus hayachid. Avahol she'okiv shloy l'shem dira, but if you have an area that's not encircled to be a place of living, kigoyin gargoyis upadisim, yards, shena mechitzas asuyis el lishu b'mashu b'teichem, the partitions are only made to protect what's inside within those walls. Keil be'eluchiyei shchilat b'godlan. Now we have to determine the size of that area. Im ein godlan b'beis asayim, if that area is not larger than a beis asayim, b'tarin l'tat b'teichoy, so if it has partitions, even though it was not encircled for the purpose of living, is still considered a full-fledged rishus yochid in which you may carry. Avlam hugol beis asayim, if it's larger than the beis asayim, dinik a karmelis, where you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis midrabbanan, just like you're not allowed to carry in a rishus rabim midrabbanan. Sebeis, so kama hu sasayim, what is the measurement of sasayim? Kegmai shay chatzar mishkan mea ama oirab chamisha ama roichav, just like the courtyard of the Mishkan was 100 by amma length and 50 amma width. Vimu Maraba, if we make it into a square, that's going to be Bechazin Shivim amma v'arba tfachim, 70 ammas and 4 tfachim, al Shivim amma v'arba tfachim by 70 ammas and 4 tfachim. Uba amma shalon chamish mishal shachel shmash mat yoyser, If the area is a circle, we have to calculate the area. If we were to square that area, we'd have 5 alafim amal. But if the length is double the width, afilu rak ba'ama achas, even by one amma, as nachsh v'kiyos in base of sayim, then it's again considered like an area larger than the base of sayim, because when it has such a long and narrow dimension, kivin shen adom el chatzah mishkan, it's not compared to chatzah mishkan, and therefore it's going to be considered the rabbanon a karmelis.